Retirement isn't about chasing returns. It's about engineering income. And that's what we're going to talk about in episode 103 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In this week's episode, we're going to go through an email exchange that I had with one of my current clients in response to last week's episode of CDs versus MIGAs. So if you're a regular listener, you probably know that these come out in a weekly email, in addition to people just finding them on YouTube or other podcast stations. Now, this was from a client of mine, Dave, who responded to that weekly newsletter email that he received. Simply said, "Hi, Marty. I actually use 2, 3, 4, and 5-year MIGAs and FIAs to build an income ladder to fund my bucket one for that year's expenses. Far better than CDs or bond ladders." Okay, well, those are fighting words there, depending on who you talk to. So that's all he said. It was very short, confident, and decisive. So I wrote back and asked him to explain a little further of what he meant by that. And what unfolded through that email exchange is one of the clearest retirement income frameworks that I've ever seen from a listener. Okay, so today we're going to walk through it step by step. And because he didn't just build a ladder, he built a system. He built a strategy for himself. Now, before we break down his strategy, let's just kind of be honest about something, okay? Most retirees are not losing sleep over long-term averages. They're losing sleep because they're wondering about, what if the market drops next year? You know, what if bonds fall again? What if I have to sell something, I'm forced to sell an investment at the wrong time and take a loss on it, okay, or a realized loss? What if I run out of money too early? And again, retirement doesn't feel scary because of 20-year projections, okay? It feels scary because of next year, what's going to happen. And Dave understands this very well. So here's the core strategy that unfolded during our email exchange. So he explained, "My strategy for bucket one is 5 years of low risk investing for immediate income. What he's using is current year money." Okay, so what he's going to spend this year is just sitting in a high yield money market. Years 2, 3, and 4 are in high yield MIGAs. Years 5 and beyond are in fixed indexed annuities. So let's just pause there real quick, because what he created was a 5-year runway. Year 1 is fully liquid. Year 2 through 4 have a guaranteed rate with a known maturity. And then years 5 and beyond are all principal protected with growth potential. So the markets can fluctuate, but his next 5 years, he doesn't care. And what he's really done is emotionally insulated himself against making any bad or rash decisions. So in his next email, he explained his reasoning a little further. He said, 2 to 4 year MIGAs almost always deliver higher yields than CDs and bond ladders, even higher on a risk-adjusted basis. What he means by that is that the safer the bonds that you're going for, the lower the yield you're going to get from them. So CDs, we know, have lower rates, plus they have annual taxation. Bond ladders, those come with interest rate risk, mark-to-market volatility, meaning if he would have to sell it at some point, and let's say the interest rates were higher than what the bonds were paying at any given time, he's going to have to sell those bonds at a loss. And there's no built-in penalty-free withdrawal structure. Now, I'm assuming he was referring to zero coupon bonds, because obviously most bonds out there will give you a semi-annual interest payment. The MIGAs, however, have a guaranteed term to them, and there's no daily price fluctuation. And they are tax-deferred, even with non-qualified money. And again, they do offer higher yields in comparable durations than CDs or super safe bonds. Okay, so for bucket one money, it's stability over speculation. Now, he also pointed out something subtle that most people miss, which is MIGAs actually compound internally without the annual tax drag. Because with CDs and with bonds, even zero coupon bonds, you're going to get a 1099-I every year, whether you take the interest or not. And having all of that money tax deferred within an annuity, it just offers more efficient compounding, okay? More control over the income timing, because you can always continue to defer those taxes with what's called a 1035 exchange. And there's no forced annual taxation like the CDs. So you don't get a tax bill while that interest is compounding. And if you get to the end of the term and you don't want the interest or you don't want the money, you don't need it, you can continue to defer it basically forever. So that tax control reduces the retirement friction. Now, he also addressed something that he probably wasn't even aware of, which is one of the big objections with annuities is that they're going to lock up all my money. But he made sure his 4 and 5 year MIGAs and his FIAs all had 10% annual penalty-free withdrawals. Now, why does this matter? Mainly, why does it matter emotionally? Because life happens. I get it. You could have a medical event. There's a family need. Or you come across an unexpected opportunity that you need some quick cash for. The bond ladders don't offer the contractual flexibility of that. Dave's strategy does. And it gives him some breathing room. That's really all we're looking for here is some flexibility with the ability to have the option to grab some quick money if you need it. So then he sent this final email, and this really changed how I was interpreting this whole conversation with him. And he said, as my 2 and 3 year MIGAs expire in 2027, I plan to replace them with 5 year FIAs until I get to the point where I just have 5 year FIAs being purchased each year and one expiring every year to feed the money market for current year funding and expenses. And really, that's when this stopped being a ladder in my mind. It became a machine. This is a true strategy that he developed here. And this is what happens when it's actually fully built. So every single year, one of the 5 year fixed index annuities will mature. The earnings fund the current year expenses in addition to his Social Security. A new 5 year fixed index annuity is purchased, and then the cycle just resets, okay? It's very rhythmic, and it's predictable. It's systematic. And you don't have to ask, what should I sell this year, okay? That's never a conversation he has to have with himself because you already know what's going to mature. And that's a big psychological difference of having to sit down and figure out, okay, what performed, what didn't perform? Do I got to do tax loss harvesting? This is a very simple, predictable machine that has been built. Now, a few months ago, we did a podcast on retirement fragility, or the fragile investor is what it was called. So what the strategy does for Dave, whether he knows it or not, is that this actually removes the fragility, okay? So this isn't only logical, but it's emotionally intelligent as well. Because when retirement feels fragile, that's when your income is dependent on market timing. And when bonds fluctuate unexpectedly, it puts you in a tough spot and you have to decide what you're going to sell that year to fund your living expenses. Now, this to me, it feels really engineered when he has it set up that every contract matures, not necessarily every January, but every year. And then the next year is funded automatically. And then the following 4 years of that money is protected and growing. Fragility in retirement is going to create the anxiety. Structure creates calm. It creates confidence. And that's what we're going for. Now, this is probably his most important line here because he closed with this. Basically, whatever the market offers that fits my goals is what I will purchase. And I appreciate that because that's just smart. It's wisdom. He's not married to a product. He's married to a process. He's married to this method, the strategy. If 5 year MIGAs return to 6%, he said, he may use those. If index strategies offer better opportunities, he'll use those. Dave is very good at adapting. He's very disciplined. He's intentional. And all of this, again, is non-emotional. Now, what this conversation is not, this is not about saying that annuities are always better than bonds. I have a listener out there who goes by the handle Bond Beer. Don't get mad at me, Bond Beer. Take it up with Dave. This is his strategy, and he owns a ton of annuities, and he likes them. So this is really about saying for bucket one, which is the first 5 years of his strategy, he just wants a defined outcome that isn't going to fluctuate. He wants it guaranteed. So this strategy is going to work best for someone with moderate to high retirement savings. Okay, Dave has done very well for himself. He was very smart with his money. So he's up there as far as in the top percentage of people who have retirement incomes or retirement savings. Also, this strategy works for investors who have diversified assets elsewhere. Does Dave and his wife have all of their money in annuities? Of course not. That would be ridiculous. But he does have a very sizable chunk of it in annuities using this process. And really, it's for people who value certainty over a maximum upside. Long-term, are stocks going to outperform? Absolutely. That is not the point, though. Remember, it's not the 20-year average that people worry about. It's next year. What's going to happen next year? And those are comfortable with insurance-backed guarantees. Okay, and we've done an episode on that before, actually last week, which sparked this whole thing. What is backing up the annuities versus backing up CDs, bonds, and equities? And again, retirement doesn't usually fail because of long-term averages. This is the bigger lesson here. It fails because of short-term emotional decisions and not having a strategy with enough guaranteed money. And what Dave did was he built a system that reduces the need for those emotional decisions. And honestly, that's pretty powerful. So Dave, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for letting me share this with the rest of the audience. Now, if you could fund the next 5 years in advance, know that one contract is going to mature every year, and remove the market volatility for your near-term income, you'd probably feel a lot more confident about your retirement. Well, again, this particular strategy isn't going to work for everybody, but that is exactly what we do here at Atlas Financial Strategies, is we build a customized retirement strategy that will give you the guaranteed income that you're going to need for life. And whether we do that with a lifetime income rider or we do some sort of bucketing strategy like Dave has done, that just remains to be seen. Now, the best way to find out what strategy would work for you is to book a short Zoom call at atlasannuity.com so we can get your questions answered. Now, if you're new to annuities, I would also recommend going to atlasannuity.com and going on the videos tab and watching my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, to really get your feet wet with what annuities are and how they work before you book a call with me. But if you are ready, go to atlasannuity.com, book a short Zoom call, and we'll walk through your situation and come up with a custom strategy just for you. And as always, I appreciate everybody who tunes in and listens to this, even my critics, totally fine. We enjoy having you here. And if you're new, please like and subscribe, share the episode with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. And as always, I want to thank you for stopping by. Again, this has been episode 103 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.